Today, I watched a memorial service in the homegoing and celebration in the life of the greatest of all time. When we talk about the greatest, we talk about Muhammad Ali. And as I watched that program earlier today, and I'm sitting and I'm watching the different people there and listening to the different people speak, and as the program is going on, one of the things that occurred to me is that we got people like that who have inspired us in life. When we talk about people who have passed on, whether we're talking about Dr. Martin Luther King or Muhammad Ali or Prince or Michael Jackson or Whitney Houston or Maurice White, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Whether we're talking about Luther Vandross, whether we're talking about Thurgood Marshall, Betty Shabazz, Malcolm X. These are the people who have, in some form of fashion, inspired us in some kind of way. And I'm not just talking about the people who've passed on. Me, myself, I grew up being very, very much inspired by Frankie Beverly. You know, everybody has their nick and their person that they really looked up to for whatever particular reason. My thing was, since a teenager, I was so much of a Frankie Beverly person that, you know, I kind of walked around with the hat and all that, kind of dressing like him, but because I believed in the message that he portrayed. And I'm not just talking about in the music. I'm talking about in the performance on stage and the actions off the stage. Now, Frankie Beverly's performance on stage, when he sung stuff about, you know, he's saying thank you for the love, or he's talking about joy and pain, or he's talking about the love of you, or needing to feel like you want it, or we need love, or, I mean, the list goes on. And those are the things that I always felt in his messages, and those are the things they were planning. When people think about Muhammad Ali, they think about the fight of Muhammad Ali, and not just the fighter in the ring, but also the fighter outside of the ring. He was one of the greatest who stood up for equality in all mankind. He stood up for things that you should go for, that you know were right, and not just to sit back and just let it be overcome you and take over you when you know that it's not supposed to. Little things like that. So that's one thing I really think about when we talk about Muhammad Ali and we talk about Prince and we talk about Michael Jackson. And the list goes on and on. There's nothing wrong with being inspired. Let me tell you something. Inspire people. Now, I'm not talking about the bad things or the fallings that many have had, because we all have that in life. That is life. But I'm talking about the ones who got back up and continued to fight for what they know what was right, for the things that they continue to put out there. Those were seeds that was planted towards us. And we continue to get seeds planted no matter how old we are. Again, inspired people inspire people. So when those seeds get planted in the right forms and we can ourselves shoot out those seeds, that we've been inspired by those same type of sentiments, and we can spit those out, and wherever they land, we hopefully they continue to inspire other people, to inspire people. I know that may sound real crazy, but it's really true. If you really think about it, these are the reasons people are so passionate about Prince. People are so passionate about Michael Jackson. People are so passionate about Maurice White. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, the many others who live here, the Spike Lees, the Frankie Beverleys, the John Singletons, the F. Gary Grays. And I don't mean just men, ladies. I'm not just, but those are the ones who are popping in my mind right now. There are many, 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 many women who continue to live today and ones who have passed on. We as a people, and when I say we as a people, I'm talking about people as a whole, as a united people, as a human race. We're not here but for a hot second. But when we can continue to pass out positive messages, those things do get planted and people do receive those things. And that's one of the things that's really great. I looked at the video coverages of the life of Muhammad Ali, and man, some of the things I forgot all about. He was a funny guy, but he was serious. And he was a fighter, I mean, all the way to the end, when everything in his body stopped, but his heart kept running for another 30 minutes. He was still fighting. Those are the kind of things we got to keep being inspired by. So continue to be inspired. You're never too old to be inspired. Continue to be inspired, because once again, inspired people inspire people. And that's how the world grows in my eyes. And I'm going to be a strong believer in that. Okay? On that note, have yourself a blessed time inspiring. And bring the love. Okay? That's what it's about. It's about love at the end of the day. All right? Peace.